This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm back at it and off and running, baby, on a Motown Monday in the nation's capital. That's right. February the 24th, he says, hear of our Lord, for those that say that kind of thing, 2025. Short week for your boy. I'm only here Monday through Thursday this week. I'm going to take a wraparound weekend to go visit my young adults in Canton, Weehio, desperately trying to figure out a way how to get to Ohio Stadium in Columbus on Saturday night. You know why, Mad Max?
Why is that?
The Columbus Blue Jackets and the Detroit Red Wings are going to play outdoors in the Horseshoe.
That should be a good time.
Yeah, it's an expensive time.
And, yes, absolutely.
Son Tyler, not a big fan of big noises and loud crowds and all sorts of things. And
could see that.
Dad is very hesitant to pull the trigger, proverbial trigger, of course, on doing something fun like that because of situations like that. So we will see, but I will only be here Monday through Thursday of this week. I think Doc is here on Friday, but I have to double check that. He is? Okay.
According to my schedule.
All right. Well, your schedule is the only schedule that matters, man.
I guess.
I mean, one thing I know I feel good about, Alexander Ovechkin will not break the record while I'm gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out.
You might not be able to. I mean, they do play Calgary tomorrow night. I don't know who they play after that. The rest of this road trip, I'd have to look it up. They do play Calgary tomorrow night. Alex Ovechkin could possibly... Do you think it's... Like, he could possibly score, like, 16 goals tomorrow night.
It's not out of the question.
I mean...
Joe Beninati said he could have... Just a few minutes ago Kevin Sheehan's show, said he could have scored, like, six.
Well, he could have. Did you see what happened?
Yeah.
On, like, not from truly the office, but from, like, the lower office?
Mm-hmm. He
like,
just whiffed on
you
it.
You know, if the office is, like, the 10th floor penthouse,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is where he scored his second goal yesterday from. Essentially that area, right?
Yeah.
The lower office, which is like on the fifth floor,
mm-hmm.
he whiffed and then he was cursing at his stick.
He was so mad.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, holy moly. That's how good that guy is. I think we know this. But Alex Ovechkin, with the hat trick yesterday, won... on the transition into the offensive zone, middle of the ice, high, high slot, bang, snapshot, put the biscuit in the basket. One from the traditional office-ish area that we were just trying to describe. On the far boards, I guess is the best way to put it. And then one empty net style. But guys, for those of you that had tuned out, and I was bumping around doing a bunch of life things, but I was listening to the game whenever I could.
Mm-hmm.
I missed all three goals live. I had to go back and watch over and over and over and over and over and over again because I knew they were trying to get him the puck. I knew they were trying to get him the hat trick. I knew they were trying to get him to within 13. And yet, I still, for whatever reason, bad hockey fan, I still kept missing the action live. The good news is we have all the calls, right?
It's true. They're all right here.
Of John Walton yesterday on the mic. We have a featured sponsor that we have to do for M Street Bank a little bit later on, but we might play it more than once just because...
I was going to say, I've got a lot of highlights to play.
Yeah, we're feeling froggy, right? I mean, we're feeling froggy. Like, Alex Ovechkin... All right, here's the deal. Here's what's crazy. The Capitals scored 8 goals on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
In Pittsburgh. Alex Ovechkin, the greatest, soon to be the greatest one, in terms of goal scoring. Listen, no matter what anybody says, Wayne Gretzky, better all-around player, okay? He was. One more... unbelievable playmaker and assist artist. Trust me, I watched a lot of Wayne Gretzky's career, not all of Wayne Gretzky's career, because when he was playing, especially in Edmonton, when he was just absurd and out of this world, a lot of those games weren't on television. You know, talking almost 40 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? The bottom line is, Alex Ovechkin, on Saturday, his team scored 8 goals. In Pittsburgh, with Sidney Crosby just off the Four Nations Cup win.
And
Hail Team Canada.
Continuing his hot streak, by the way, with a goal.
And playing
to great.
To his credit, I mean, you know, again, like, I didn't know if Connor McDavid, if Sidney Crosby were going to be playing this weekend because, mm-hmm. you know, of the quick turnaround and how hard they had to go, overtime, so on and so forth, late Thursday night, travel back to Pittsburgh for Crosby, McDavid to Philadelphia, played Saturday afternoon, then played Sunday afternoon here in D.C. But Alex Ovechkin, his team scored 8 goals on Saturday. He not only did not score any of them, he didn't even assist on any of them. And yet yesterday, he had 9 shots on goal. 9! And scored 3 goals in 16 minutes and 29 seconds. Again, 0 goals, 0 assists Saturday during an 8-goal outburst, including 5 in the second period. Over 18 minutes on the ice. He usually averages, you know, of course it depends on power plays because he plays all of the power plays and he usually plays all 2 minutes of a power play. You know, he usually averages 18 and a half-ish minutes a game. Yesterday, again, he was only on the ice for 16 minutes and 29 seconds and yet scored 3 goals. And the empty netter, like, there are times where empty net goals are just, you know, kind of fluff statistics, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like you hit a home run, right? When your team is down 10-1, you hit a solo shot in the bottom of the ninth or the top of the ninth, and nobody cares, but you hit it, man, and it pads the stat, right? There are times where empty net goals are just stat patterns.
Close enough.
Yesterday was a score patter. Okay, it went from 6-3 to 7-3. I'm not telling you it was an important empty net goal. But because the Oilers had scored two goals, still had 3.5 minutes or so left in the game, or 3 minutes left to go in the game, or whatever the hell it was, and were still trying to score and still somehow trying to close the window, and because it came off of a snapped, broken stick, and because it came in the Capitals' defensive zone, the high end of the Capitals' defensive zone, Alex Ovechkin then picked up the puck, rifled it down, bullseye, could not have shot it any better, any more effectively. It was not your typical, even though it was a score-padding goal, it was not your typical cheap empty net goal that you might see, you know, like where a guy just gets a breakaway and he's a and he just taps it in. It was empty net. I can't say that it wasn't. Obviously, it wouldn't have been a goal in all likelihood, almost every likelihood, if the goaltender was there. I can't deny that. But it was not your typical empty net goal. And Alex Ovechkin, again, what else can you say? Just continues to rip things up. And now again, 13 goals shy of the record for Wayne Gretzky. And more importantly for me, right? I mean, listen, we can sit here and talk about the record. He's going to do it when? I don't know. They've got 25 games left. 13 goals he needs in 25 games. He's taking it game by game, as he said. He said he could have had more. Again, we just illustrated at least one example. And I may have missed one just in and out. I was doing all sorts of things yesterday at the gym where they don't believe in hockey, which pisses me off. And I don't have TNT Max or whatever it is on my phone. I have Max here, but I don't have TNT Max, the app, which is where the game was on yesterday because it was a national telecast for TNT.
I'm shocked they didn't have TNT on at the gym, by the way.
They just don't care.
What gym you go to?
It's called Dulles South in Loudoun County. They never have the Nationals or the Caps on, ever. Just never. And I don't know how, like, you can't change their channels. So the you know how the, like, treadmills have, like, individual TVs? Well, they all don't work. So a lot of times I listen while I'm working out, right? You know, if I have to go during a game or whatever, which happens all the time, I just can't run my life completely around sports. I would have absolutely no life. As it is, I have very little life, okay? So, and I'm a slow mover in the morning. I just don't like to get going, man.
Me neither.
I am a laborer. Not a laborer as in, like, get to work at 6, you know, and just go. I labor, man, to get going in the morning. But anyway, ultimately, long and the short of it, Ovechkin moves again to within 13. And I know this, and listen, I'm excited. Max, you're excited. I don't know Alex well. I mean, I covered the Caps, you know, not every day, but almost every day, with the exception of road games, I guess. So not every day. From 2018, the start of the postseason, which ultimately turned out to be a Stanley Cup run, until 2020 when COVID hit. And then by the time COVID was really kind of wrapping up and whatever, I was doing the Daily Show and I couldn't go anymore. And that's been the case, right? So I don't cover the Caps like a reporter does. I am keenly aware of the Caps. I am very, very into the Caps. I watch all the games. I don't watch every minute. I can't. It's just too much. And there's other things I have to watch. So I have to kind of bounce around and pick and choose and whatever. But anyway, like, I know this. When Alex Ovechkin sees a milestone, whether it be 500 goals, 600 goals, 700 goals, 800 goals, 802, and I was at that game right before Christmas 2 years ago. It was awesome. On a Friday night, Tyler and I went. We were lucky to get tickets for that particular game. Molly, my friend from Best Buddies, was there with us. Kevin Banks, who used to run Guy Fieri's restaurant, there was with us. Awesome night. When Alex sees a goal in the headlights, there is nobody that gobbles that up better and quicker and faster and more effectively than Alex Ovechkin. The only notable exception would be it took him forever to get past the second round. Took them forever, not just him, took them forever to get past and through the second round and therefore ultimately to get to a Stanley Cup. So that's the only notable exception. But every other milestone that you can think of, when Alex smells blood, Alex is a shark. He's just a shark. So with 13 goals to go, and again, 25 regular season games? I think it is. Yes, 25 regular season games. Having missed already 5 weeks in November and December.
Can you imagine where he'd be if he didn't?
Oh, my God. He would be within maybe three to five. Who knows? Because, you know, you never know. Like, guys get into ruts. Even Ovechkin does. But he'd almost be there right now is the point. And there would be no doubt, no question. So it feels very much like this is going to happen. I'm not breaking any news there. I don't know if it will. It's possible that he could go dry, right? He's got 29 on the year. The team is so good that he gets extra opportunities. And not just, again, on the power play, not just empty netter. It's just because they're really, really, really good. Okay? And guys like Dylan Strome, unbelievable playmakers, and just whoever, you know, whatever the pairings are and whatever the combos are and whatever the situation is, and they move Alex around so that he's not always stationary. As we kind of described, all three goals kind of, you know, coming from different spots on the ice, very much so. But the bottom line is, while, and here I'm going to say something that's probably going to annoy people, and I don't mean to annoy.
Wouldn't be the first time.
That is true, Mad Max. Wouldn't be the first time today. Never mind.
That's a great point.
Know, at any other point. Exactly. So I'm going to say something, and you're going to hear this, and this is going to probably annoy you at the very minimum and piss you off at the maximum.
Let's find out.
I love Alex Ovechkin. I love that he's going to be the NHL's all-time goal-scoring champion, leader, whatever, milestone holder at some point here.
You're off to a great start.
I care so much more about the Capitals' playoff success this year and any year than I do about Alex Ovechkin's chase for Wayne Gretzky. I do. I'm sorry. If that makes me a bad guy, it makes me a bad guy. I care about team success more than individual success. I need, we need, you need another cup run. And it might not happen. It probably won't happen, even as good as they've been throughout the entire regular season.
It's just hockey.
If we get Alex Ovechkin to break this record, or whether he falls short or not, none of that matters per se in the postseason, right? Because, you know, the playoffs are a completely different season. But it, if you said to me, hey, Chris, hockey guy, what do you want more? The Caps to get to the, let's just say, to get to the Stanley Cup final, whether they win it or not. The Caps to get to the Stanley Cup final, or Alex Ovechkin to break the record this year? It's not even a question for me.
So would you be saying this if they were like as bad as, say, like if they were hovering around 500, like the Habs or the Bruins or something like that? Would you still be as like
I think
concern.
I think it would be different mm-hmm. if they were middling.
Yeah.
Kind of like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I think everybody knew that Alex Ovechkin said, "Hop on my back, boys. I'll take you not to the promised land, but
as far as I
kind of like
go.
Within distance of yeah. the promised land." He willed them to the playoffs.
For sure.
I think everybody knew that they were going to have to play superlative hockey. I mean, unbelievable hockey.
He
did even have a chance to beat the Rangers.
Did all this at 38 years old, by
exactly.
the way.
I think everybody knew that that team, and Charlie Lindgren was awesome too, but I think everybody knew that team wasn't good enough to make a deep cup run or anything like that. This team is and has been since day one. This isn't like, oh, they're catching lightning in a bottle. This is a cup contending team, period. No matter what the dopey odds makers say, no matter what the boys in the desert say, nobody cares about them. They're unimportant. Your eyes should tell you that this is a cup contending team. And if it makes me a bad person, like if I have, I mean, obviously I want both, but if it makes me a bad person because I say I care much more about the team success than Alex Ovechkin's individual success and becoming the all-time goal scorer, if that makes me a bad person, I'm willing to wear that hat. I don't think it makes me a bad person, but I'm willing to wear that hat. But where are you on that? What's more important in your eyes? Because there's a lot of you that are casual hockey fans that simply do not care about the team and the sport like I do and like Max does. We talked about this sort of last week. Where are you on that? Are you a Alex Ovechkin is the only thing I care about? Fine. That's not a bad thing. I wish you would come over to the other side. But, or are you a, again, I perfect scenario, you'd like both. Perfect scenario, you'd like both. But if you have to choose one or the other, what's more important to you this year? Alex Ovechkin breaking the record, needing 13 goals in 25 games, or the Caps making a deep run, let's just call it, to the Stanley Cup final, whether they win or lose, let's just call it that. What's more kind of important in your mind? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Always live and free on the Odyssey app. We're also on demand there as well. You can listen to the show any segment, any hour, anytime, any day, anywhere on the Odyssey app or at theteam980.com. Mad Max is with us. You on the phones, 301-230-0980. I'm with you. We'll get into plenty more as we rock and roll, but Alex Ovechkin's hat trick has us going on a Monday as we get back to work here in the nation's capital, home of the Great Eight.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
All right, it is a Motown Monday right here as the great one just continues to rip it up, baby. Bad day for Ovechkin on Saturday. Bad day. Not on Sunday. Bad day on Saturday. I'm obviously just teasing. But Alex Ovechkin with the 3 goals yesterday, moving to within 13 of breaking the record. I don't know what else you can say about him that hasn't already been said.
And been said for years.
And been said for years, right. I mean, he needed to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah, ideally, I would love for him to have 2, but he needed at least 1.
I'm so glad we got over that hump already. It'd be torturous,
yeah,
to go through this argument and then have other fan bases be like, he doesn't have any cups.
Right, right. And you know that would be, listen,
that would be the big talking point.
And that's
point.
Also a fair criticism. It's not always,
sure,
it's not always the right criticism, but it's fair. Like, when Peyton Manning could not beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots, it was fair until he did.
Yep.
Right? And they didn't win that because you know, much to all the ass-kissers of Peyton Manning, they didn't win that because of Peyton Manning. They won it because of their defense and their running game. But until Peyton actually climbed that mountain, it was a more than fair criticism. Not to mention he had played horribly in a bunch of playoff games. Horribly. Horribly. Okay? Alex Ovechkin never played horribly in the playoffs. There were times, quite honestly, and there have been times since winning the cup where you'd say, oh man, wish he could just give a little bit more. I wish he could find a way to bury the biscuit in overtime. Boy, do we need it, right? You know, like it feels like, I'm sure the records would say otherwise, it feels like it's been a long time since Alex buried an overtime game winner in the playoffs. I'd be curious to check when the last time was in overtime.
Not, start doing some research.
Yeah, because I don't know the answer to that, but it feels like it's been a long time. Either way. They're going to make the playoffs, clearly. The bottom line is this. The Capitals, their success as a team, if you have to choose just one. And this is the way it is for everybody. if you have to choose just one, it's the success as a team. Now, the answer nationally is all we care about is Alex Ovechkin. Alex Ovechkin, Ovi. Understandable. Got it. Nationally, the NHL universe, if you will, and certainly the numbnut mass media. But here in D.C., in the DMV, is, I think, an interesting examination. Now, I know a lot of you guys don't like hockey. I got it. I live with that every day. It's frustrating. I don't understand what you're looking at. I'll never understand it. But the bottom line is, I would hope that in D.C., your first answer is, hey, man, I would love for both to happen. Alex to break the record, which we didn't think he would break this year, especially when he broke his leg. No pun intended. I would love for Alex to break the record and then for us to go on a deep cup run. But if you had to choose one or the other is the question. And it's hypothetical. It's a little sports talk radio-y made up. I would, again, much rather go on a... I would much rather him like finish one goal shy of tying Gretzky. So this way you have something super duper to look forward to early next year. And then go on a deep cup run. Because that's all that matters to me. I got a text, I don't know if he wants me to share his name, but, you know, from a friend that said, you know that's how Alex Ovechkin is approaching this. I mean, Alex is going to celebrate, and Alex knows what the significance of this is. The bottom line is, Alex Ovechkin cares much, 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 much more, and he should, about a Stanley Cup run than he does a milestone as great as the great one and the greatest goal scorer of all time one. And that's more than appropriate. That's how he should feel. He shouldn't feel any other way, even though obviously the goal scoring mark is very important and signifies something that will forever cement him in the pantheon, not only in DC sports and in the Hockey Hall of Fame, but in NHL history and in sports history, period. 301-230-0980. We'll get Mad Max's opinion on this coming up. We'll get yours. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. First, we do a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, a little instrumental version of the Jackson 5. Love that. On a Motown Monday. Good to have you with us. 1:40. We're approaching there. Take it till 4. Again, Doc Walker in for Craig Hoffman at 4 o'clock. Craig was at the U.S. Women's National Team win last night in Phoenix, or Glendale, Arizona State Farm Stadium. It was his birthday, so happy birthday
to
Craig.
Happy birthday, Craig.
And he's a big soccer fan, and I watched a good deal of that game. And the U.S. Women's National Team were up 1-0 quick, had a second goal taken away, then it was 1-1 Australia, and then they won 2-1 and head to San Diego for Wednesday night in the She Believes Cup. So there you have that. The Mystics made a huge trade last night, if you didn't see that. Ariel Atkins going, I forgot to put that in the trending alert, to Chicago for the number 3 overall pick. So now they have the number 3 and the number 4 overall pick. I believe that's what it is. I should have double-checked that, but I read it this morning, and I'm just going based on memory. And more importantly, you know, I guess, like, she goes, Atkins meaning, to Chicago and joins Linnell's favorite, Angel Reese. And that's fine. You know, that's cool. Everybody's in a different state of rebuilding. But I believe it's now the number 3 and number 4 overall picks. It is?
Have confirmed,
okay,
yes.
Thank you, Max. They've got a new head coach and a new GM and so on and so forth. So none of this should be surprising. All right. What is surprising? Remember just a couple of minutes ago I was saying, you know, it feels like it's been forever since Alex Ovechkin scored a game-winning overtime playoff Stanley Cup playoff goal.
I said, you know, I don't remember the last time it happened. It's been a while. It feels like it's been a while, and I've watched every one of those games, man. How long's it been, Max?
It has literally been forever. It's like, never happened.
Wait, what?
Right?
It's never happened?
StatMuse is telling me, and if I'm wrong, please call in and tell me that this stat is wrong, because I feel like it feels like it's the most wrong thing I'm ever going to go on about on these airwaves. But StatMuse is telling me, and my memory is also kind of confirming this, Alex Ovechkin has not scored any overtime goals in the playoffs in his career. Very weird.
This is weird. So I did a search, right? When was the last time Alex Ovechkin scored a playoff overtime goal? And it comes up as the 2021 playoffs, but it says Alex Ovechkin scored a playoff overtime goal during the 2021 playoffs when he scored on a one-timer from Jacob Chychrun. Well, not really.
Methinks AI really. Has something to do
with
this.
Exactly. So the answer is I don't remember one. I don't remember one, but I wasn't sure if there was one like way, way back in the annals. I know in like, I don't know, last 7-8 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That he hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so many close opportunities, so many games the Capitals ultimately lost, and they won a bunch of them too. Don't forget, I mean, on the road to the Stanley Cup, they were down 0-2, two losses at home to Columbus, and went on the road and won a double overtime game. Lars Eller buried
thriller.
In which if they would have lost, and they could have lost, and they should have lost that game, the season would have been over, and Barry Trotz would have been fired. I mean, he ultimately didn't come back, but you know the point being is, like, even then, like, Ovechkin didn't score an over. I mean, as great as he was and is, he didn't score an overtime goal. So StatMuse is saying that he has never scored an overtime Stanley Cup playoff goal. I don't remember one. If my guy Bernie in Rockville is out and about, maybe he remembers one because he's a hockey encyclopedia. Again, I don't remember one. But neither here nor there. It's just one little thing that I'm like, oh, man, that would be awesome. Could you imagine if Alex Ovechkin breaks the record in the regular season and then the Caps are in the conference final, game 7, on the, well, it would probably be at home, but just say, for instance, on the road, and or to win a Stanley Cup. Oh, my God. I mean, you want to just talk about Nirvana. And I'm not talking about the grunge rock band. That'd just be unbelievable. Yeah. So, anyway, that's the only little thing that you could think of. That's the only little thing that you could think of. If that is indeed true, that he has never scored a career playoff overtime goal, which, again, I don't remember one, so it might be true, but I can't prove it without checking every game, you know, just to double check and make sure that StatMuse isn't wrong.
But I'm doubling back through Pro Hockey Reference to right. make sure, but I'm through all the way through 2015, and I have yet to find one.
All right. I appreciate the hard work. Max, real quickly, while you're – take a break from that.
Of course.
You, because I don't think we got your answer before we get to a call. Is it more, like, obviously, again, you want both. I understand that.
For
You're
sure.
a Caps fan.
Yes.
But if you had to choose one or the other, which one is more important to you?
This year, because he's already so close and he's got 1 year left on his contract, Stanley Cup is right now more important to me. Now,
so if he had 5 years left on his deal or 4 years left on his deal, it wouldn't be as important, meaning, like...
I mean, yeah, he's still got that... I mean, because... This guy has had, you know, more 20-goal seasons in the history of the NHL than anybody, and now he's under 20 from breaking it. So statistically, like, he would get it. It would be almost a statistical guarantee. I know nothing's guaranteed, but with Alex Ovechkin, you know, I'm not going to doubt him. Never will. So yeah, for that, for those reasons, I like, and given the team's success this year, like if the team was mid or middling, I'd probably say Ovechkin breaking the record. But since this team is so good and so dominant right now, yeah, it's winning a Stanley Cup or playoff success.
Yeah, it's interesting because I would think that would be an automatic, but hockey is such a, for so many, is such a niche sport and mm-hmm. not part of their daily fabric.
Yeah.
I know the answer nationally. I understand that.
Yeah, for sure.
But locally here in the DMV, I do wonder. And I shouldn't have to wonder, right? Like, this isn't a criticism. This is just a reality mm-hmm. that it's such a magnificent milestone. It's such a hugely important thing. And everybody is buzzing about it, and it's so important, and I get it. But is it important than more important? What? It's not more important in any way, shape, or form than winning a second Stanley Cup. But I wonder, like, if they fell short, like, and you had to look back, and he accomplished the record, but they fell short and made it to the Stanley Cup final and lost to Winnipeg or whoever. And, you know, I wonder how people would process that. Or if, again, he falls short, right? Again, he's 13 goals, 25 games. It's possible. I mean, it's a pretty mighty clip. But yet, again, then they either made it to the Stanley Cup final and lost, or just won the Stanley Cup. Again, for a second time, to me, that would be so perfect for him to fall short in the regular season, right? Because it's a meteor clip still at this point. And for them to win a Stanley Cup, and then while they're celebrating slash defending the early part of next year after, you know, raising another banner at Capital One Arena and so on and so forth, for them to win a second cup, then he breaks the record, I don't know, on October 20th or whatever it is, next year, ideally at home. Oh, okay. Well, why don't we go to our guy, Bernie, our show hockey historian. Burn, baby, burn, is that right that he's never scored a overtime Stanley Cup playoff goal? Do you know?
Lars Eller's belly button and Mike Ribeiro have more Stanley Cup overtime playoff goals for the Washington Capitals than Alex Ovechkin, who has a big fat goose egg, and we're reminded of it every Mike time they go to overtime in the Cup playoffs.
See, I don't remember them saying that. Maybe I just not paying attention, but I'm always like, oh God, Ovi, score so we could just end this, so they could win a big game, and I didn't realize. I thought early in his career maybe, and I was just forgetting about it, but I mean, a bagel in overtime, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the biggest one you're probably thinking of is his first playoffs against the Flyers when he did the lift check and got the goal. But I believe that was in regulation. I think they got it. That was either a tie goal or they won it in regulation somehow. That was the one where Mike Green took a chunk out of Flyers' testicle and then scored the power play goal that let the place go nuts that night too.
That's a weird story. I don't remember that at all. I don't remember that at all. All right, so I know the answer. I think I know the answer. I mean, this is not like to disrespect the record or anything to do with Ovi. This is just like a hypothetical preference or you know, thing. A Stanley Cup is more important than the goal scoring mark, right?
12 times out of 10.
There you go. It's pretty simple.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the cup is the cup. It's the Holy Grail. Yeah. That's what everyone dreams of. I mean, Olympic gold medal's great, but you never had an idea if you could go after it. Now with the NHL players going back, now you have that extra carrot that you assert to, but it's all about the cup. I mean, even Ovi constantly says it's all about the cup.
I got you. Thank you, Byrne. Appreciate you. Great to hear from you. Big weekend for the Caps. And let's keep it going. What? What's that?
Oh, no, I was going to say that it's one breeds the other. If they have a great team and a cup run,
yep,
the record's just going to be a benefit from that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And again, what better way to celebrate the second cup you know, early next year after, you know, after you raise the banner and whatever, especially if it's on opening night at home. Oh, my God. I mean, that would just be amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Byrne. Appreciate you. I got to let you run. We are way late for a break. We'll take it. Now we'll get the rest of you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Hang tight. 301-230-0980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app and on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV right here on a Motown Monday. All right, coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have a couple of guests from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. I know my guy J.P. Finley is going there. Hoffman's actually going there. He's getting back from Arizona today and then getting back on a plane, and I don't know what he's doing. But he's out today. Doc will take over for him at 4 o'clock. We'll get to the rest of your calls after 2 o'clock. Just going to take care of some business here. And then we will rock and roll the rest of it. And we're not talking Ovechkin the whole way, in case you're not in on Ovechkin or the Caps. I'm not talking about Arizona State and college basketball instead of Alex Ovechkin. I'm not doing that. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the slam dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. And maybe while you're out there, OV will break the record. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Coming up, something incredibly gross that your boy did on the way into work today. I will have the details for you next hour on the Team 980. Always live and free and on demand every hour, every show, every day, every minute on the Odyssey app and at theteam980.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.